Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, July 11th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, Congressman Roddy Davis will be with us. We'll talk Ride and Run with Kyle May and your chance to win Cardinals tickets courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Howdy do. So happy to have you here with us this morning. So happy to be here with you. It is a dry start to the day. I don't think that's going to hold out as the forecast looks a little rainy for the rest of the day. Heating up towards the end of the week. Summer's here, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I want to start the show here today with a very interesting Pew Research Center poll that I was reading yesterday, that there's sharp partisan divisions and views of national institutions. This was the headline there for the Pew Research Center, and I thought it was very interesting, although not completely surprising, that Republicans and Democrats offer starkly different assessments of the impact of several of the nation's leading institutions, including the news media, colleges and universities, churches, religious organizations. In some case, the gaps in these views is significantly wider than it was even just a year ago. How do people view things? While a majority of the public continues to say that colleges and universities have a positive effect on the way things are going in the country these days, Republicans express increasingly negative news. A majority of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents, 58%, now say that colleges and universities have a negative impact on the country, up from 45% last year. By contrast, most Democrats and Democratic leaners, 72%, say colleges and universities have a positive effect, which is little change from recent years. Now, why do you think that is? The controversy in the campuses, not allowing speakers, the whining, the snowflake sort of mentality. I mean, is it the students or the colleges do you think people are upset with?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. The college is kind of coddling this behavior or offering white privilege classes, and I think that has a lot to do with it.
About as many Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents think the news media has a positive 44% as negative 46% impact on the way things are going in the country. The share of Democrats holding a positive view of the news media impact has increased 11% since last August, while the Republican side of this, talking about what we do for a living, say about 85% negative to 10% positive, say the news media has a negative effect. These views have changed little in the past few years. One of the more interesting things was religious organizations and churches. 73% of Republicans say positive, only 50% of Democrats. So a lot of difference there between Republicans and Democrats when it comes to Christianity or any religious organization. 46% of Republicans think banking and financial institutions have a positive impact compared to 33% Democrats. That flips completely when you ask about labor unions. 33% of Republicans think it has a positive image, while 59% of Democrats, the national news media, only 10% of Republicans think it's a positive impact, while 44% of Democrats do. And as I said, colleges and universities, 36% Republicans, 72% Democrat. Now, if it's not unusual when you think about where Democrats work.
Mm-hmm. Most of them at universities.
And labor unions and the national news media. Yeah. So they think much more highly of themselves than the other groups tend to think. Yeah. Even people in the middle. It's not just Republicans and Democrats. You have independents being considered in this Pew Research survey as well. So I was a little surprised that the number was 10. For the national news media. That's a very, very low number.
That is a very low number.
And I was a little surprised that Democrats think 72% on colleges and universities. I thought they were supposed to be for the working man. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the things that people are I think, in my own opinion, about colleges and universities is how out of pocket expensive it is today, and how these universities refuse to sort of put any of the money that they get towards students. I mean, you know, it's all sucked in and paid out in huge salaries, and then those costs are passed along to students and their families. And then the student debt in this country is outrageous. I mean, Bernie Sanders ran on this almost as a single issue in a presidential campaign that was far more popular than most people thought it would be, because he said you got to do something about this. Now, his idea about doing this was taking more of your tax dollars to just pay it off,
which isn't ideal, but I do think something needs to be done. It does need to be done. I mean, college is not affordable.
No, it's not. And so why is it that the universities have such a high opinion in the mind of most Democrats, 72% versus Republicans, only 39%? I thought this study really shows us where we are as Americans today. I mean, when you think about how we view things through a completely different lens than someone right next to us, based on maybe our political views, our ideology, or just the way things are perceived in this country today.
What institution had the most commonality? Which one was closest?
Banks and financial institutions was 46-33. Okay. And as far as just a statistical, you know, how far apart, that was the one that was the closest. Neither one of those meeting the 50% mark.
No.
There was an amazing thing, flip-flop in labor, in the national news media, in colleges and universities. And then one of the really surprised me was that only 50% of Democrats hold religious organizations or churches in high regard.
And why do you think that is? Do you think it's the conservative ideology of, like, things like views on abortion or views on...
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing more liberal than the Catholic doctrine. I mean, you know, when you think about it, I mean, other than the pro-life stance. So I don't know. I mean, a growing number of atheists or people who are just not into religion? Maybe. It's amazing to me, because I think if you took that 50% of Democrat-leaning people and their ideas about churches and religions and asked them about the Muslim faith, I wonder what sort of number you would get.
Mm-hmm.
Because there does seem to be a double standard on exactly which religion you can follow in this country.
Yes.
And which religion is respected by some on the left as being okay. And I still, to this day... find myself scratching my head when people will defend. They'll get like a women's march in favor of Islam. And you go, that seems a little out of step to me.
Yes.
But what do I know? I also saw a survey that men and Republicans are the best tippers. We're going to talk about that with Tanya J. Powers a little later today. Men and Republicans. So I would guess a Republican man would be your ideal customer if you're a waitress or a waiter in a restaurant or bar, right? Now, do you think women are cheap?
I think that can be very possible. I'm not going to disagree with this study, to be honest. I'm not.
Okay. I mean, why is it that you think that's the case?
I don't know. I don't know, but I can see how that's possible. I don't know why. I just think that probably whenever that check comes, they figure up exactly what it needs to be, double the tax or whatever, to give their, you know, their required amount. And that's, you know, and I think men probably just put an amount on there.
Mm-hmm. Women tip a median of 16% overall in this country, while Democrats and Southerners have a median 15% at a restaurant, according to a new survey of more than 1,000 American adults conducted by the Princeton Survey Research Associates International on behalf of creditcards.com. That compared with the median 20% that men and Republicans and Northeasterners leave. Those who pay with plastic leave a median 20% compared with 15% of those who pay in cash.
Absolutely, yeah.
No, so you think there's a diehard difference in sort of handing over actual physical cash. Who pays in cash anymore?
I mean, I don't know. But I think that does make a difference.
Because it's not real to you if it's a charge? So people in the South. I would have guessed the people in the South would have been, I mean, they have such a reputation of being genteel, sort of very polite people, yet a little bit cheaper.
I think probably to the service industry, probably.
Why is that?
I don't know, but I think that could be just a cultural thing with the South, maybe.
Hmm. I guess when you used to own people.
Yeah, exactly.
It probably is a little different. And those in the northeast part of the country who seem to be always against that probably treat people like people. I don't know if there's anything to that or not. Should be interesting. The latest on the Donald and Donald Jr. We got so much more. Congressman Roddy Davis joins us at the bottom of the hour. Will they get anything done in D.C.? Over the next few weeks as pressure mounts, particularly on the Obamacare side of this. What will the Senate do? Will there be a wall? Will there be a government shutdown over the wall and funding for the wall? Our congressman will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Here's Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast. Looks like maybe some chance for rain today.
We do have a 40% chance of seeing some showers, thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny. Highs near 90 today. Tonight, a 20% chance of seeing some showers with mostly cloudy skies and lows around 72. For your Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 94. It's going to feel more like 102. And then for your Thursday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny and highs near 90. Right now, it's 77 degrees in downtown Decatur.
If you need to sell your home, it's your friend Sean Hannity here to tell you, even though this nation may be uncertain about a lot of things, selling your home doesn't have to be one of them. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 2 days. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Our national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081, or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
The Little Theater on the Square presents Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, July 19th through the 30th. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is the irresistible family musical about the trials and triumphs of Joseph, Israel's favorite son. This show is a reimagining of the biblical story of Joseph, his 11 brothers, and the coat of many colors. The magical musical is full of unforgettable songs and sights. Call 728-7375 for tickets or at the Little Theater.org. Little Theater, big talent.
There's no better time to schedule school dental exams and checkups than once the summer begins. At Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, they specialize in exceptional treatment for infants, children, and teens, offering the most advanced technology in children's dentistry. Dr. Brett is Decatur's only pediatric dentist with more than 20 years of experience in this specialized field. Please call today to schedule your appointment at 875-3080 or visit them online at drbrettpedo.com. Jugger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin.
Have you ever thought about what your legacy will be? Many of us wonder what our children and grandchildren will remember about us. We tell our stories and pass on heirlooms to create a legacy for our family. What about a legacy for your community? Hi, this is Ouija Stewart with the Community Foundation of Macon County. Those of us who have lived, loved, and worked in Decatur know what a great community we live in. We have wonderful arts and parks. Our schools and colleges offer many options for learning and growing, no matter what your age. We have two excellent hospitals, and people and families have strong faith connections. The fabric of life in Decatur is rich and vibrant. If you love living here, think about making your community part of your legacy too. It's easy to do by adding simple language to your will that leaves part of your estate to your favorite charity. Talk to your family and to your attorney about leaving a legacy to Decatur. It will be one more thing your children will remember about you.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. So last night you said to me, I'd vote for Dwayne Johnson.
I totally would.
Why?
No,
I mean, I'm asking. No, I'm asking yourself. I mean, but even with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, that's now going to be a catch-all for I would just vote for anyone for office.
No, to be honest, I'd have to know where he stands on a lot of things. I mean, I have a litmus test.
I would think
yes.
that you would have a couple of questions.
Yeah, I do have some questions. It's not that I would just blanket vote, but I think it'd be he'd be an interesting candidate.
What is the deal with this story? I mean, why is it gaining traction?
Apparently, he gave an interview.
To GQ Magazine.
To GQ Magazine, which I don't think is probably the sounding board for all political conversation, but he had said that he could run the country better or some kind of comment like that. I don't want to quote him out of context, but
and we're talking about the Hollywood actor known formerly as The Rock,
yes,
who has now there is a Run the Rock 2020, which is a campaign committee that is formally filed to draft the actor and former WWE wrestler to run for president. The Run the Rock 2020 is the name of the official organization, was filed on behalf of Johnson with the Federal Election Commission on Sunday, according to FEC records. Now, I have no idea who this organization is. I have no idea what
it's not
the purpose
on, I mean, somebody
behind.
On his behalf. I don't know if he has any involvement with
it. It was filed by a man named Kenton Tilford under a West Virginia address. Tilford's connection to Johnson and his motivation for filing the organization is not clear. Johnson has long joked about a White House bid, playing a buff Obama on Saturday Night Live and standing in front of a podium labeled The Rock Johnson 2020 on the show. In May, he revealed earlier this year that his run is a real possibility, as you mentioned in the interview with GQ Magazine in May. Excuse me. He spoke about how he would take on Trump's policies, adding that he would like to see better leadership, responsibility, and poise from the Oval Office, because that's what you look for from a former WWE wrestler is poise.
Yes.
The actor spoke at the Republican National Convention in 2000 and attended the National Democratic Convention the same year. He said that he is registered as an independent.
Yes.
Now, he is a very likable guy.
He is, and he did not endorse either candidate this last time, deciding not to, voicing his concern on both candidates.
Well, no, I mean, I think he was at a place where a lot of Americans were.
Yeah.
These are the two human beings that we literally have to choose from. He's very likable. I would tell you I have seen very few of his movies because they run
the gamut of
in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I do like the show Ballers that's on HBO. That's a half hour series where he plays a former NFL player who is now a agent for players, and it has a lot of real NFL players in it, and it's a fairly entertaining show, and he is a very likable guy. I mean, you get the sense that he would be likable.
Yes.
You don't really know.
Don't really
that.
Know him. Yeah. And again, I don't know. He could start talking about his thoughts and on policy, and I would go, oh.
Well, I mean, but isn't
no.
okay? No, well, but okay. I think you're making my point. I mean, we don't know anything about him at all, other than he is a nice looking guy. He's a big beef, beefcake sort of guy, and he was in Baywatch. I mean, talk about not having any sort of resume to be president of the United States of America. Why is everybody jumping on this bandwagon? Why? Because we hate politicians to this point so much that anything sounds like a reasonable alternative.
Well, in talking yesterday about our state government, just fire all of them and literally just draft everyday people and we could do it better.
Right. But I think that your chance of getting an everyday person to do it better is much more than you would grabbing your average Hollywood celebrity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet he seems to be getting the benefit of the doubt from people
across
America. Born in California, he was raised in New Zealand. And Hawaii and Pennsylvania. He played college for the University of Miami. I'm sure there's probably plenty of dirt there because that's just sort of the way that program was. He won a national championship in the 1991 Miami Hurricanes football team. What year was he born, by the way? 1972. So he is 6 years younger than I am. So he's 44, going to be 45. Mm-hmm. Now, his grandfather was a professional wrestler, and his father, Rocky Johnson, from whom he also inherited his Canadian citizenship. Is he even an American?
I believe so. He was born in California.
Okay, but he's also, maybe he has dual citizenship.
Oh,
I don't know.
Yeah, he could have dual citizenship.
He gained mainstream fame in the World Wrestling Federation. That was back when it was the WWF, before they got into that big lawsuit with, like, the World Wildlife. Remember that, that huge thing? He was there from 96 to 2004 as a major figure in the company's Attitude Era. He was a third-generation wrestler in the company's history. He returned to wrestling part-time from 2011 to 2013 and also makes sporadic non-wrestling appearances for the company. He then goes to Hollywood and does very well. You remember when his first leading film role was in The Scorpion King?
Yes.
It seems like a gazillion years ago.
That's what it was. I couldn't think of that movie.
Yeah.
Because that's when he was still going by The Rock.
Yeah, he plays Luke Hobbs in the Fast and the Furious franchise. The latest, The Fate of the Furious, was released in 2017. Has grossed over $1.1 billion worldwide, making it the second highest grossing film of 2017 and the 12th highest grossing film of all time. I don't know who else is on that list, but I'm certainly not ever going to watch it. Did he do something called The Tooth Fairy? Do you remember that?
Yes. Adorable movie.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that one I did really
like. Time Magazine named him one of the most 100 influential people in the world in 2016. And in 2015, Muscle and Fitness named Johnson their man of the century. Certainly presidential prep there.
Hey.
What?
It was a governor of California that was...
Yeah, how did that work out for the people in California?
I'm just saying...
The Nation of Domination, that was his part of wrestling. And then the People's Champion and the Corporation. And did you ever look back to when he had hair? It looks funny to look at those
weird
pictures,
right?
So during the wrestling days, he's got hair. Big guy, no doubt about it. Then he goes to Hollywood, he does well. And he's a guy you root for. I mean, I don't disagree with that at all. He seems like a very likable guy.
Yeah.
But I have no idea why in the world anyone thinks that just because you have somebody who's nominally likable, I mean, that would make for a good president. I think it is just our sick and tired of politicians as a whole, right?
Yeah.
That any...
And here's the other
anything
thing.
Anything seems like a viable alternative. We got to take a break for the news. When we get back here, Congressman Rodney Davis will be with us. And we'll talk to him about what's happening there in Washington, D.C., and what will be made of Trump's plans over the next couple of weeks. Stay tuned.
WSOY News Time is 6:29. Good morning. I'm Brett Cerfowski in the WSOY Newsroom. It's now halfway through the summer. The farming season is in full swing. While the crops are growing, farmers are hoping for more rain, according to Tim Stock. He's the executive vice president of the Macon County Farm Bureau. Even though we seem to have had some rain over the past week, Stock said the crops are still going to need some more. The moisture is important to help crops like corn start to pollinate. The dry grounds have caused a stunt in the growth of soybeans. While the grounds are drier than the previous year, Stock says that the dryness is not as bad as it was in 2012, when some of the area farmers had to till their crops instead of harvest due to the chronic lack of moisture. According to Stock, farmers are wrapping up their pre-harvest process with spraying, and now they're waiting for more rain, crossing their fingers, and hoping that more rain shows up this week in the anticipation of the harvest season. More local news is coming up after Fox News covers your world, plus a look at sports on the way here at the bottom of the hour. WSOY News Time, it's 6:30.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The FBI and other investigators still trying to find out why a military plane crashed in Mississippi, killing at least 16 on board.
The debris field stretching for miles. Officials for LaFleur County, Mississippi's Emergency Management Agency, warning residents to stay away.
Fox's Griff Jenkins director Fred Randall explaining.
We don't want nobody out there. Yeah, fuel everywhere.
The spokesperson for the U.S. Marine Corps saying that the cause is undetermined at this point, but that the Marine Corps KC-130 experienced a mishap before going down in the Mississippi Delta, some 85 miles north of Jackson.
And the attorney for Donald Trump Jr. responding to the New York Times report that the president's son met with a Russian attorney offering damaging information about Hillary Clinton before the election, saying he did nothing wrong and that nothing came of it. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time, 6:31. Good morning, I'm Brett Cerfowski in the WSOY Newsroom. Air Choice One is holding a Facebook contest to celebrate serving the Decatur community for 8 years. The winner of the contest receives $1,000 for their charity. contest lasts over 30 days, takes absolutely no time at all to vote, and the annual WSOY Community Food Drive is a choice among the five local charities. The WSOY Community Food Drive has been raising for the last 15 years. Community Food Drive raised 1.3 million pounds of food during their 12-hour broadcast last year, and over the past 15 years, over 6 million pounds of food have been collected and donated to Catholic charities. You can find a link to the contest for the WSOY Community Food Drive on NowDecatur.com. And a look at sports. It's the 88th annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Marlins Park tonight. Action begins at 6:30. It's on Fox. The American League has won the last four, looking for five straight in the series. WSOY News Time, 6:32.
The 2017 Toyota RAV4 has a little something for everyone. It has plenty of cargo and passenger room for family members and all the things that come along with having a family. With available all-wheel drive, you can take the RAV4 out and tackle all sorts of roads and adventures. Plus, the RAV4 looks great thanks to its sleek exterior and stylish interior. Not to mention, it has the latest in advanced safety technology. Thanks to the RAV4's lane departure alert, you're warned when you start to drift outside of your lane so that you can quickly correct. And with a pre-collision system, you're alerted when there's a possible collision up ahead. It's pretty easy to see why the 2017 Toyota RAV4 is a vehicle the whole family can enjoy. The Toyota RAV4, it's up for anything. Tested, trusted Toyota. There are great deals on the Toyota RAV4 going on right now. Don't miss out because these incredible offers won't be around forever. Come on in and visit your local Toyota dealer for a test drive. Or check out buyatoyota.com to find the RAV4 that's right for you. Toyota. Let's go places.
Lane departure alert and the pre-collision system are not a substitute for safe and attentive driving practices.
Your WSOY three-day weather forecast for today. We have a 40% chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny skies, highs near 90. Then for tonight, a 20% chance of showers with lows around 72. Wednesday is going to be a hot one. Mostly sunny skies, highs near 94. It's going to feel more like 102. Then for your Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs near 90 degrees. Right now it's 77 degrees in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday, the 11th of July. Good morning and welcome. Congressman Rodney Davis joins us live. Are you in D.C. or home?
I am home, and about 5 minutes ago, my power came back on.
Oh, you hit some storms over there last night.
We got hit, and about 10:30 last night, power went out and just came back on, so I'm very happy, Brian.
All right. Well, we're good. We're happy for you. All right. Let's get to the latest in Washington, D.C., as the national media continues to just scream, Russia, Russia, Russia. There's a whole story this morning about an email and now Donald Jr. all wrapped up in this. Is this still much ado about nothing to you, or is there any teeth here?
You know, I haven't seen that email you're talking about, but I did see that the president walked back his initial comments about creating a cybersecurity unit with Vladimir Putin. I think that was a good move on his part. You know, let's let the evidence play out. If evidence comes out in one of the three investigations that are going on, then I'll be able to make a comment better. But right now, I don't see anything other than much ado about nothing and creating distractions of what we need to do in Washington to address our broken healthcare system. We've got tax reform. And the president still and I still want to address infrastructure, which is crucial to Macon County and Decatur.
All right. Now, I mean, I agree with you completely on that. It seems like the trend is the national media, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, they'll put out a story. Then the next 24-hour cycle, they'll walk back that story because they got it wrong. And Trump seems to get a victory every time they overplay their hand. Yet they continue to do it time and time again. I was looking at a Pew Research study earlier this morning. Only 10% of Republicans, 10% have a positive view of the national media, while something like 70% of Democrats do. Do you think the media is doing their job today?
Well, I think what we've gotten in our current media setup is, instead of what we used to call broadcasting, Brian, I think we have what we call narrowcasting. We have access to so much information at our fingertips, but everybody seems to choose to only go to the media sources that they that they believe are going to justify their own opinions. And I believe that's led to polarization. I believe it's led to the hateful rhetoric and the vitriol that we see in American politics today. And I think that's a sad testament, and I'm going to do everything I can to try and change that.
All right. Now, the Senate's looking at Obamacare, this vote, perhaps next week.
Yeah. I hope they do their job. They're in no different spot than we were. Remember, just a few short months ago, we had a bill we thought we were going to be able to bring to the floor. We weren't able to do that because it didn't have the votes. I, along with another small group of folks, sat down with the president, the vice president, and others, and we came up with what we think was a good principled compromise because this healthcare system's broken. And the Democrats sat on their hands in the House, and they're sitting on their hands in the Senate. They always want to talk about fixing this broken system they created, Brian, but they don't want to sit down and actually do it. They own the 60 million people in this country right now, 20% of our population who still don't have insurance, even though the law requires it, and also the 31 million people, many of them you and I know, right here in central Illinois, that can't afford to use the coverage they have.
All right, so what do you say to Rand Paul or to others who say this is just Obamacare light and this isn't what he ran on or what the American people want?
Well, a lot of us ran on the fact that we thought our health care system before wasn't perfect. That's what gave us Obamacare. I think we can create a system that has multiple layers of protections for pre-existing conditions. That's what I campaigned on. I don't know what Rand Paul campaigned on. I know Rand well, and I think he's off base on this. I think Rand ought to be able to sit down, find that principled compromise, just like we had to do in the House. But there are a lot of times, you know, these senators, they're going to be able to make that decision hopefully in the next week.
Do you understand, though, why mainstream or even not even mainstream, just sort of independents and Republicans are howling about this? I mean, it seems like you guys, when I say you guys, I mean in general the Republican Party in Washington, D.C., you guys are afraid of the wrong people. And it's not the base that you're worried about. It's other critics.
But the base wants us to protect pre-existing conditions. The base wants us to make a health care system that's better. In the House, we did our job. We put together a bill. It may not be perfect, but the Senate ought to do their job and make it better. And we've got to have a system in place that's affecting much of our base because it's the middle class, it's the entrepreneurs, it's those small business owners in communities like I'm in today in my hometown of Taylorville that are on that individual marketplace, and they're paying upwards of $12,000, $13,000 a year in premiums to have the luxury of paying $6,000 per person deductibles. They can't afford to use the coverage they have. Those are the fixes that we are trying to make, that we believe we're making in our bill, and I hope the Senate comes along too.
All right. And you got companies like Aetna that are leaving. I mean, it can't continue the way it's going. I mean, right? I mean, is there anyone that disagrees with that?
There are a lot of folks that I think disagree with it, even though they won't say it publicly, because they're not putting out any plan to do anything. One of them is Senator Durbin. You know, I would hope that we would be able to sit down, have an adult discussion on how to fix this health care system that he helped to create that has left so many people behind. They always want to talk about Medicaid and Medicaid expansion. Brian, the Medicaid expansion program, which has a 95% federal reimbursement, it actually has 44% of all those signups in Illinois are able-bodied adults aged 19 to 34. We ought to get them off of Medicaid and into open jobs in Decatur and Macon County that you see every day. That should be our goal, because the system we have in place, the system that he created, the system that the Democrats gave us, is unaffordable, unsustainable for many, many, many middle-class Americans, and unsustainable for the state of Illinois to continue this reimbursement of 95% of the federal government, because they're going to have to make up the difference when the feds say we can't do it anymore.
All right. What about the funding for the wall? And will this happen? And is there a potential for a government shutdown over this very argument?
I don't think so. I mean, we in the FY17 bill that we just passed, we were able to put together a historic high border security funding. And what's that wall mean? It means that we're going to use the technology that's going to work at all levels of our southern border. But we also have to be adult enough to be able to talk about our broken current immigration system, our visa system, where most of the illegal immigration that comes into our country actually comes in through our airports. People who come here legally and overstay their visas, and we don't have a system set up to track who they are, where they are, and why they're still here.
All right. After the shooting, of which you were certainly right there in the middle of, has anything changed in Washington, D.C. about the rhetoric, about the elevated temperatures in which people have these conversations? You know, a few weeks later, where are we? Have we just completely moved on and forgotten how horrific all of that was? I know you probably haven't.
No, I certainly haven't, Brian. There's not an hour that goes by in the day that I don't think about that morning and wonder, you know, what could have happened if Steve Scalise wouldn't have been at practice that day. We got to keep Steve Scalise in our prayers. I mean, this isn't just one of our Republican leaders. This is a dad of two young children. And that's the message that I think is still getting out there, Brian, is that there are those of us who may not be in the 24-hour news cycle every day that continue to talk to our colleagues on both sides of the aisle to remember that we got to tone it down. I saw that in the baseball game the next day after the shooting, and I've continued to see that with my rank-and-file friends on both sides of the aisle, and I hope that message continues.
But you understand that people, most people, normal people, people who are not going to go to the extreme like this gentleman who was killed after his actions, are just fed up and tired with politics as a whole, right? I mean, you hear that day in and day out.
I do, and that's that polarization that I was talking about, and it's up to us, and that's why I come on your show all the time to explain to your listeners what we're doing in Washington. And also, I spend a lot of time in talking with constituents. Instead of explaining how we're trying to address the problems that frustrate them the most, a lot of times I spend my time beating down untruths and falsehoods that somebody may have seen in social media or online. And that's where we as voters also have to do our best to educate ourselves on what is true and what is not true in the media sources that we decide to use.
All right, Congressman, we appreciate it. I'm glad you have your power back on. Go get ready and take on the day. Congressman Roddy Davis joining us live from Taylorville this morning, where evidently storms caused quite a bit of power outage. We had quite a lightning show last night.
We did, but we never lost power that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think so. I not out in the east part of town. But we certainly had a little bit of rain that moved in. Got a little bit more rain this afternoon. Full forecast coming up in about 10 minutes. Ride and Run with Spin City and Fleet Feet. We'll talk to Kyle May on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Viewing Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Viewing Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Viewing Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Viewing Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Viewing Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to viewingrealestate.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Bill Rhodes, the financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop local. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into the community. This message is brought to you by Bill Rhodes, the financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors and Newhoff Media, Decatur.
Hi, I'm Abby Helm, the new membership director here at the Decatur Family YMCA, and we're celebrating our 140th anniversary by discounting all of our joiner fees to just $18.77. But if that's not enough to get you in the door, as a member of the Y, you get access to a variety of fitness classes, access to our pools, basketball and racquetball courts, and childcare at no additional charge. Come experience the Decatur Family YMCA today and see why our members have been choosing us for over 140 years. Decatur Family YMCA, online at DecaturYMCA.org.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. Now you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
How can Brady do that?
With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Get off your couch. What? That's just a declaration. You're going to feel better. You're going to be happy. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be better at work. People are going to like you more. You're going to like yourself more. Just one of the reasons why you should check out Fleet Feet, DecaturIL.com, and SpinCity.co to check out all the events that are upcoming. They do their Tuesday night park runs. They've got their No Boundaries program, coffee runs. They got a summer donut run. Now, this seems completely incongruous. I mean, how do you have a donut run? Whose idea was that? Kevin Verhaeghe's? Kyle May joins us, by the way. Yeah, see, he loves donuts and he loves running. So there you go.
I think... you owe yourself sometimes after you exercise a little snack.
So. It's hard for people to get, like, you know, we're still right off of our 12-week program, so I have a hard time sort of, like, you know, I can't make myself do the donuts and then go, it's okay. I'm still in that guilt phase. But you got an event coming up. When does this take place? The donut run is Saturday.
Yeah, so we have a sale going on this weekend, and then Saturday morning in conjunction with it, we do a donut run at 8 a.m. So it's like it sounds. You go run, walk a mile or run 3 miles, and then we have donuts afterwards.
Really?
And coffee and
donuts.
Yeah.
Like actual donuts.
Yeah.
And you do it without guilt. I'm trying to learn how to do this. That's all I'm asking.
How do you?
Okay. That's good. Well, there you have it. So
there are a few people that stay away from the donuts and might have some. Just some coffee.
Coffee's good for working out.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the best things. So you can...
And then we're also doing a donut ride, which is kind of similar. So we're going to leave the bike shop and go for about an hour ride out on the bike path.
Okay, and you guys are doing something every week, right? I mean, you're not only open, I mean, you're operating hours where you're selling shoes, you're selling bikes, you're selling all the stuff that goes with it, but you guys have events just nonstop.
Yeah. There's a lot.
You sound very happy about that, too.
The run store, we do a Monday night fun run. The bike shop, we do a Wednesday night, either time trial or a group ride. And Saturday mornings, we do bike rides from the shop.
Okay. So this coming Saturday, you got the summer donut run. You've got next Monday, the restaurant run at the draft, right?
Yeah, so Monday 7/17, we're gonna do a restaurant run and kind of the same deal, 1 mile run or 3 mile fun run, and then we have the patio out at the draft. We'll have some. The last one we did, we had some fruit and some vegetables and stuff like that. So that was a little bit better than just cheating a little.
All right. So. Listen, you guys, you deserve it. You burn off the calories. It's all a mathematical equation, right? I mean, what you put in is what you get out, and that's just the way life works.
Yeah, sometimes you think that you burn a lot more calories than you actually did, so it goes the other way sometimes.
Well, you got to be careful. Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, now, the Lakeside Triathlon just wrapped up over the weekend. The kids event on Saturday and the adult event on Sunday. You're wearing the trucker hat.
I brought a couple for you guys.
Oh, you did? Well, look at that. We finally got a hat. Nick Smith had one. I said, where did you get that? He said, well, they brought me one. I said, well, God, I don't know. Like, who do you got to know?
Okay, so they came the day after I was on with you.
So
I didn't get a chance to bring you one.
No, those are cool. So. It was fun. It was down there on Sunday morning. There's a photo gallery and story and everything. You came in third.
Yeah, but
don't be so modest. That's a great finish.
Well, we didn't have the prize money for the really fast guys, so the local people showed up, so it was a little bit more.
So who took first and second?
Doug Rosen from Bloomington, who always does. He comes down and does it. He's
how old is Doug? Do you have any idea?
Like 50 some.
Yeah, he seemed like I didn't want to like just guess, but he seemed more like my age.
Yeah,
and he was just killing it.
Yeah,
he went out for the run. Like, I mean, I saw him like take off like at the beginning of the run, and I swear to God, 5 minutes he was back.
Yeah, it was pretty fast.
Yeah,
but then there's a young kid that goes to Eastern. And he finished second. He was running a little faster than Doug. So I got the lead on the bike for a while, so that was kind of fun. I was chasing the motorcycles.
So is that pretty cool to like actually, you know, chase the chips guys?
Yeah, I about ran into one person on the motorcycle. They don't realize how fast you can go around corners.
Ah, so they're slowing down. Or they're trying to keep pace.
But they're keeping the same gap, but the, you know, they're a big bike going around the corner, and I'm just railing it. And I almost ran into one of the marshals out there. Like, I had to, like, slam on my brakes and almost ran into the back of their tire. And then I caught the leader he was leading the swim. I caught him in a little chicane section, and I caught up with the state troopers really fast on that section. So it was kind of fun.
It was just taking your little moments that you were enjoying along the way. You like all that. You like almost running into the trooper, right? Yeah, come on.
It was a little... I would have liked having a little bit more room. I might have shaved a few seconds off.
But. All right. Well, we've got to take a break. No, we'll be back. Fun. Kyle May in the studio. Check out the photo gallery from the tribe. Lots of great people, and I'm always surprised.
Thanks for coming out.
It's our pleasure to sponsor the event and be a part of it. And what I always like about these triathlons, and it always sort of reminds me when I first get there, is just all the different body types and the ages. And the, I mean, you don't really, you think about a triathlete in your head, and you think, oh, these guys are like, they all look a certain way. And you get down there, and you realize it's everyone.
Yeah, you know, this one, there were, I don't know, 10 or 15 people, like, really gunning for it, you know. And the other 150 people are just out. It's their first one, or they just want to be active.
Fun, yeah.
I mean, it's like totally, most beginners are the people that are the ones out there.
Yeah, so. I just love that they'll do that. I mean, because it seems like a lot to bite, you know, and a lot to chew, but yeah, people will just come out and do it.
We had a lot of customers. It was their first time doing stuff like that, and they enjoyed it.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say it's like a walking billboard for you, but down there, I was looking through the photo galleries, and so I'm taking pictures. Everybody sort of looks like when they've got like a marker written on them, and they're wearing ball hats, and like you can't really, like sometimes people will run up right up on you, and like, oh, okay, I know that guy, but I didn't recognize him. So I was just taking pictures of anything that said Spin City, because I figured those are all local people, right?
Yeah, and they like buy those from me too. I don't give them all away. So
no, I know.
I'm always blown away that people.
It's pretty amazing.
Will represent us like that. It's really cool.
Very cool. Stay tuned. Kyle in the studios. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast. Looks like maybe a little rain this afternoon.
Yeah, a 40% chance of seeing some showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs near 90. Tonight, 20% chance of seeing some showers, lows around 72 degrees. Then Wednesday, going to be hot, mostly sunny skies, around 94 degrees, feeling like 102. And then Thursday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and highs near 90. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 77 degrees.
Hey, just got the email. Taking a big vacay, huh?
Yeah.
You're going to Hawaii. What's wrong with you?
We're flying out of O'Hare. I hate to drive. I hate paying to park. And I hate having to leave so early just to get there.
You need to get hooked up with Air Choice One. You can fly to Chicago or St. Louis right from here in Decatur.
You mean I could sleep in?
Yeah, and the security lines are so much shorter.
Yeah, but what about parking?
Parking is free. Look at it this way. You're saving yourself time and hassle. And if you're like most people, the last thing you want to do after a long flight is drive a few hours home.
So you're saying I can sleep in?
If anyone needs their beauty rest, it's you.
Let Decatur Airport be your gateway to the world. Book your flight to St. Louis or Chicago O'Hare on Air Choice One out of Decatur Airport. Then you can connect to any destination anywhere. Enjoy low fares, friendly service, free parking, and best of all, less hassle. With easy check-in, shorter security lines, and no frustrating big city traffic and hours in the car. Book your flight at 866-IFLY-VIP or visit airchoiceone.com.
I wanted a French door refrigerator with self-closing doors. I wanted a convection range with 5 burners and a griddle. I wanted a super quiet dishwasher that cleans with 4 times the water. I wanted a huge over-the-range microwave with LED lighting. I wanted them all in that new smudge-proof black stainless color. I wanted 24 months, no interest financing. I also wanted a 10-year protection plan on everything. And I got it all at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. But here's the best part. I also got an $830 instant rebate. Wow!
I'm Dennis Reagan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during the month of July. You will not find a better deal than this on a beautiful new black stainless kitchen suite. Plus, you will save over $830 with our in-store rebate. Only in July and only at Dick Van Dyke. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Kyle May in the studios from Spin City and Fleet Feet Decatur. IL.com, SpinCity.co, or the website you can check out. You can also follow them on Facebook. They do their Tuesday night park runs. They've got their No Boundaries program.
The Park District does a Tuesday run.
So I'm sorry. I was on your calendar. I was giving you credit for it.
Okay. Yeah.
Coffee runs, the Summer Donut Run this Saturday coming up. And then you got the Obstacle Race, which is this coming weekend as well. Right?
Yeah, the following weekend is following the VO3K.
Yeah. So that's fun. There's a lot of choices. I really feel like this country is divided more so than ever. I mean, I know we are in politics.
Are we talking politics? About,
no, I think it's not a haves.
I didn't know this was going to be that kind of show.
No, it's not a haves or have-nots. It's active and non-active. Oh. I mean, I think there's a small group of people that really want to make their lives healthier that are out there doing this, and you got all these options, and there's great things for them to do. And then you got a lot of people sitting on the couch that just really are missing out on what the physical activity will mean for their personal lives, but the camaraderie and all the things that are going on. You got a lot of people out there not doing anything, and then you got some people out there that are doing a lot of things as far as physical activity. And I don't know how we get people off the couch. I know that's part of what your No Boundaries program is about, you know, literally getting people from the couch to a 5K. I mean, and walking them through that whole entire process.
Yeah. There was a video of a guy riding on the Natchez Trace with his buddy, and a car comes up from behind and, like, runs the guy over. There was a car right in front that went around and passed fine, and this guy just creamed the guy. So you read the comments about people are not very friendly towards active people sometimes.
Well, like, I think that's a jealousy thing.
Get off
thing.
The road. Yeah. Like, we're just trying to get out and get active and do something fun.
Yeah,
like,
but I'm just telling you, people don't know what they're missing when they don't have it. They don't realize the extra energy. They don't realize. I mean, even I did, 10 years ago, was in the great shape of my life. Then you get off and you get distracted and you get busy and you're not trying to not be in shape or be active. It just happens.
It's backwards. You think if you're getting up at 5:30 in the morning and working out, you're going to be exhausted.
No, it's the exact opposite. Yeah, and being out on one of these rides, one of these runs, is a great way to start.
I was talking to a buddy at a meeting last night and talking about his wife was doing some classes and stuff. And like, she's obsessed with the weight number.
Yeah.
Even though she's putting on muscle and stuff, her weight's not changing much.
Right.
But he's like, she's like not passed out at 8 o'clock on the couch at night. And she has energy and toned. And
it's changed your life. I mean, it absolutely will. All right. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. And I do have a sale going on this week.
Hey, tell me about it.
I don't do it very often.
Okay.
So we have our summer sale going on at the bike shop. We have discounts on 2017 bikes. We got new bikes coming in right now. We have discounts on clothing, accessories, and stuff like that. Shoes, we're doing free socks with shoes.
All right, let's go back to the bikes just for a second. Sorry, give me like a price range.
No, we
don't have a lot, but I just like a price range of what people could start out with a bike. I mean, I know
a little
you got
over $300.
You get a nice bike.
And right now I'm offering 18 months no interest financing.
No interest. Paid off 18 months.
Like, that's the longest we've ever seen. We've done 12 for a long time. And then a run store, we got free socks with shoes. Buy three, get one free for socks. 20% off nutrition, 15% off clothing, 10% off accessories. So.